Will you go on with the story of Abraham?
Sure will. I believe we can learn something from Abraham as he talks to God. So off we go on a flying trip back to the days of Abraham. Now look down there, Joey. You see the tents and the people and the sheep grazing all around. And look over there. There are four kingly men walking away from Abraham's tent. The three men have just told Abraham that he's going to have a son in his old age. These three men are heavenly beings. They also told him that because of the wickedness of two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah, that those cities will be destroyed by God. Now this troubles Abraham because his nephew Lot lives in Sodom. Now let's listen in and find out how Abraham prays for the wicked city.
O Lord, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? If there should be 50 righteous people in the city, would you destroy them also? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
If I find 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
Oh, my Lord, I am but dust and ashes. But should you find 45 righteous, would you destroy the city for lack of 5?
If I find there 45 righteous, I will not destroy the city.
And Joey, Abraham kept pleading with the Lord until he got down to 10 righteous men. At that point, the Lord said yes to the 10, and then he left.
I wish I knew God like that.
Joey, you can know God like that. The Bible says that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man will accomplish a lot. God needs men and women and boys and girls to stand in the gap and pray for those who have not found Jesus as their Savior.
Have you found Jesus as your Savior? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Do you want to be saved? Then pray with me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for coming from heaven to reach me. Thank you for dying for my sins so that I could be made clean. Forgive me. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Amen.